BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. The Egyptian police have fired tear gas at a crowd of protesters in Tahrir Square in the heart of Cairo. The demonstrators are angry at a court decision to drop all charges against the country's ex-president Hosni Mubarak in connection with the killing of hundreds of people during the Arab Spring uprising. Orla Guerin reports from Cairo.
Within hours, anger at the verdict produced a reaction on the streets. In a rare and risky act of defiance, crowds gathered close to Tahrir Square, birthplace of the 2011 revolution. It was a relatively small protest, but hugely symbolic. Both liberals and Islamists called for freedom. For some, it felt, briefly, like an echo of the revolution. The security forces moved in after a few hours, causing mayhem with tear gas. We heard the crackle of live ammunition in the night air.
The former president remains in detention on account of a conviction for embezzlement. There's been a flare-up in the fight for control of the Syrian city of Kobani. Islamic State militants, using a vehicle packed with explosives and driven by a suicide bomber, attacked a Kurdish position on the nearby border with Turkey. Jim Muir has been monitoring events from Beirut.
It's believed to be the first time that clashes have hit the area immediately adjacent to the border, where a Kurdish position was targeted by an IS suicide vehicle bomb at dawn. In subsequent clashes there and on the southwest side of Kobani, a monitoring group said there were at least three more suicide attacks. As the clashes intensified, reports said Islamic State brought up tanks to join the fighting, while American or allied jets carried out two strikes on IS positions in the eastern part of town.
Two people, including at least one foreign national, have been killed in the Afghan capital Kabul after militants attacked a guest house in the west of the city. The security forces say six other people who had been taken hostage were rescued. It's believed they were all working for a foreign aid organisation. Richard Galpin reports from Kabul.
A group of Taliban suicide bombers attacked the compound near the Afghan parliament on Saturday evening local time. People in the area said they heard explosions and sustained gunfire. One of the militants blew himself up, while officials say the security forces shot dead the others after a gun battle lasting hours. Two bodies were found inside the building. One of them was an Afghan, the other a foreigner. It's not yet known what organisation they were working for.
The governor of Kano State in Nigeria has given an official casualty figure for Friday's attack on Kano Central Mosque, saying 100 people were killed and 135 wounded. In a statement, President Goodluck Jonathan vowed to find those responsible for the assault. World News from the BBC. New figures on the Ebola outbreak released by the World Health Organization show that nearly 7,000 people have now died of the disease, mostly in West Africa. It's a jump of more than 1,000 deaths since the last WHO update 4 days ago. Taiwan's president Ma Ying-jeou has apologised for his party's poor performance in local elections that were seen as a referendum on his pro-China policies. The Nationalist Party lost control of towns and cities across Taiwan, leading to the resignation of the island's premier, Jiang Yihua. Cindy Su reports from Taipei.
The premier said the election results reflected people's dissatisfaction with the government and therefore he should resign to take responsibility. In the past few years, the governing Nationalist Party had focused on reducing tensions with China and building closer economic ties. It has argued more economic and trade deals were needed to help Taiwan's economy grow. Some people now fear that the opposition party DPP's victory could help it win the 2016 presidential race, and if it won, it would change the course of China-Taiwan relations.
The Arab League has endorsed a plan to ask the United Nations to set a deadline for an end to the Israeli occupation of Palestinian territory. This came after the Palestinian leader, Mahmoud Abbas, told a gathering of the League that he intends to call on the UN Security Council to support his demand for an Israeli withdrawal within 2 years. He said the status quo was unsustainable, especially at a time when the Israelis continued to build settlements in occupied territory. However, it's thought that the Americans would almost certainly veto Mr. Abbas's deadline proposal at the UN. Pope Francis is meeting the Patriarch of the Orthodox Church, Bartholomew I, in Istanbul, on the second leg of a 3-day visit to Turkey. The Ecumenical Patriarch, who's the spiritual leader of the world's 300 million Orthodox Christians, welcomed the Pope. BBC News.